headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Angela and Maddie with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, the University of Queensland has committed to doubling the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander medical students by 2030. UQ has set a goal to enrol 100 Indigenous students into its Doctor of Medicine degree across the four-year program by 2030, hoping to grow the First Nations medical workforce of Australia. Associate Dean of Indigenous Engagement Professor Thelma Parker said, quote, "Representation matters, critical mass matters, belonging matters, and the health of our First Nation peoples matters." Currently, the Doctor of Medicine can be studied in Greater Brisbane as well as regional areas including Central Queensland, Wide Bay and Darling Downs.
QUT research shows local waterways Kedron Brook, Balimba and Nanogra creeks are polluted by thousands of microplastics. The amount of plastic found in the three creeks depended on the seasons and where the creeks flowed. The microplastic load is influenced through contact in commercial and industrial areas. PhD candidate Heshani Mutalage noted that the creek's highest contamination in March following heavy summer rains. Research on further chemicals in the three creeks known as PFAS or forever chemicals, as well as heavy metals in the water, is underway. Although the creeks don't flow into water treatment plants for human consumption, there is still risk and danger if plastic reaches the sea, Mutalage reports.
In February, Western Australia raised alarms regarding the amount of mice they saw breeding off the back of their record harvests. Mice breed quickly and the perfect conditions have led to an outbreak, leaving some regions in the grip of a mouse plague at a scale not seen since 2021. The Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority issued an emergency permit to allow some farmers to use double-strength bait on their paddocks amidst fears that the mice may lead to a disease outbreak. There is only so much that can be done about the rodents evacuating into urban areas, and professionals warn that, quote, residents will still need to keep trapping and baiting the vermin.
Despite the Albanese government providing CREO with an additional $387 million, the agency's chief executive said that they still plan to commence with their planned cuts. CREO management is expected to confirm that, quote, it is making 100 scientists redundant as a part of a plan to cut full-time research positions by between 300 and 350 jobs. After the sacking of 818 support staff last year, senior scientists have said that these changes will result in Australia no longer having an international standard climate model. This means Australia will no longer be available to contribute projections to the major assessment reports by the world's leading climate science body, the IPCC.
In international news, 130 suspected deaths and 513 cases of Ebola have been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. The head of the World Health Organization said he was, quote, deeply concerned about the scale and speed of the outbreak in Central Africa. It is thought that the outbreak originated in Ituri province as laborers and displaced people were drawn to the gold mines of the DRC-Uganda border province. Several countries in the region have begun screening travelers or tightening border controls, and the United States has issued a bar to foreigners entering the country if they have been in the Congo.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There is no fire danger rating yet and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.